What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Anthony in Tucson. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was on, I guess it's afternoon, so say good afternoon. I thought maybe I would like to announce that I'm going to discuss with the Democratic Party to run for president. And in order to clean up the cesspool, it's not a swamp in Washington, D.C. And I wanted to get the message out. There are no assault weapons in the United States. There are only defense weapons. The assault weapons, when I was in the Marine Corps and I took my machine gun into Korea, then it became an assault weapon. But while it was in the United States, all types of firearms are defense weapons, and we got to get rid of that man, Joe Biden, the Congress, half of the Senate, possibly all of the judges on the Supreme Court, because they received their money from a foreign corporation called the Federal Reserve Bank. They do not receive their money in gold and silver as the law requires, an undiminishable money. And I would like to have somebody discuss with me and debate instead of shutting me up before I can tell you the real truth. The Equal Rights Amendment was passed to get women into the workforce because they wanted them to be equal taxpayers and not tax deductions on their husband's 1040 form. They wanted them to give up their homes.
Yeah, that was a bit. We saw the same thing in the 90s. We saw the same thing in World War II with the Rosie Riveter campaign. You know, get the women into the workforce and make them new sources of revenue. Yeah, we've seen that before.
But the reason I'm asking for support, if you want me to take my number, I do not want credit cards, and I do not want anything that goes to the Federal Reserve. And if they can send it by mail, I want only coin, because coin represents life forfeiture. The toilet paper with green ink on, that you refer to as a dollar bill, has been devalued 2,900% or more. It requires 35 silver dollars to get a new $1 coin from the U.S. Mint. And if you buy the coins on the market, it takes at least 29 Federal Reserve puke notes before you can redeem one silver dollar, 1 ounce, 90% silver. The
yeah.
other issue that I'm raising is that women were put on earth to be women and not be changed to men. And men were put on earth to be men and not changed to be women. Men were supposed to marry women, and women were supposed to marry men. They're not supposed to have a sex change like Rachel Levine, a Jew by the name of Rachel Levine, a man in a wig claiming to be a woman, is your Secretary of Health, and she's willing to allow her Jewish relatives to, or his, because he's a man, he's allowing his relatives to loan $300,000to your federal government as long as they pay the interest, whatever the going rate is, on the bonds that they secured by printing that new batch of toilet paper with green ink on it, and then they'll pay the doctors and the hospitals, especially like Banner and the other criminals that are taking over the hospital system, and it's all done with no money. Every transaction, purchasing a new home with mm-hmm. Federal Reserve note, is stealing property with no life forfeiture in exchange for life forfeiture of the people who get the natural resources, the building materials, the labor that goes into it. They can get that home with signing a note saying they're willing to pay the principal, the interest, and the mortgage, and they can get it for free without lifting a finger, without putting one brick, and these transactions are going over the United States in the thousands. They're sending letters to people all over the country. We'll buy your home, your ugly home, we'll fix it up, and then we'll resell it. But no, they give you nothing for it. You give up the home you work 40 hours a week, 240 days a year or more, and 20 years of, to pay that mortgage, and they wind up with a toilet paper with illusionary money with no life forfeiture in back of it. And why I'm asking your constituent and your listeners, if you, how many of you out there, give me your phone number, mail me your money, because I do not want a transaction through a credit card, because the very enemies who control the Federal Reserve control the credit card, and I'll be aiding and abetting in my own criminal defense. Because
you raise some very good points, although modern coinage, you know, is as fake as the paper money is as well. The coinage has all that much since the 60s.
It takes life forfeiture to get the iron or the metal and the stainless steel out of the ground. It takes life forfeiture to make it into a metal after they put it to the...
Anthony, I've let you have a big chunk of time here, and we're going to let you go now, so thank you very much. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Mike. On the military recruiting issue, you know, and this, I'm going to just be cut and dry about this. You know, ever since the volunteer army was formed, well, I think that was in the late 70s.
Yes.
When the draft was eliminated after Vietnam.
Yep.
And I'm not disparaging anyone because, you know, we had people of all races from all 50 states plus, you know, Guam and the other territories and even foreigners that served with distinction in the U.S. military and conflicts. But ever since the draft was eliminated, the lion's share of the tip of the spear, so to speak, of the combat arms people and in the high-tech areas of the military were white males pretty much from the Midwest, the South, and rural areas on the East and West Coast. And this military now, ever since Obama, has been making a hostile work environment for them.
Yeah.
And so it's not surprising to me at all. If I was going to join now, I really wouldn't do it. I mean, if I was that age, you know. And so they're sowing what they reap. If they want to have a woke army, and if they want to have females in combat, and you send them, and they're going to just have to scrape the barrel for whatever they have, and so be it. Because until all these policies are changed, you know, when I was in the military, the post commander would send out letters that would be on the bulletin boards in every barracks, and he had to read it, and there were off-limits establishments in town. And there's pretty much, you know, CD bars and stuff where they just didn't want you going there. Now they're having the tranny shows in the listed clubs.
it's
obscene, you know, it's crazy. And so they're shooting themselves in the foot. And I wouldn't die for this country at this point. I wouldn't, because I don't see, they're not defending themselves against threats. They're not defending the nation. They're defending the oligarchs that control our country. And that's just a rant I had to get out.
It's a good rant here. I mean, they're certainly not protecting us from the invasion from the South.
No, they're not. No, they're not at all. And there's no, and the Department of Justice is a joke. You know, the biggest joke in Washington is that engraving over the Supreme Court is equal justice under the law. I mean, it's totally ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, that's all I had, unless you want to continue on.
No, that'll be fine. Thank you very much for the phone call, Bruce. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about two interesting court cases. One in Russia with Griner. Got 9 years.
Well,
she served 6 months, so she's going to end up doing 9.5 years. It's interesting, Joe Biden and all the Democrats and most of the lefties, the wokesters, they're all having a fit about it. You know, she's unlawfully detained. No, she pleaded guilty.
Yeah, she broke the law over there. I mean, you know, you know, and I understand the liberals are soft on crime, but, you know, they may get away with that here in the United States. But, you know, we're talking a different country with a different set of rules. And, you know, I'm sorry for her being in jail. And this is obviously going to be the end of her basketball career, you know, but don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Well, you know, I try to, you know, feel empathy towards people. But, you know, this is a particularly vile lady, you know, with the kneeling and the Black Lives Matter. Really, you know, she hates white people, so it's hard for me to really feel much sympathy for her. And, you know, she's one of those people that gets away with it throughout her whole life. And now she made a monumental mistake. You know, I saw where she got busted at the, you know, going through the airport scanner, and she had one of these Black Lives Matter type jackets. So she might have offended the guy who said, I'm going to search her bag a little extra, you know, which is the way it works sometimes. You know, people can be passive aggressive and stick it to you when you rub their noses in it. But the interesting thing, I got to say, I've been kind of like soft on Putin and kind of, but if he lets her go, I'll be kind of upset. I think that she, you know, she should spend a little time thinking about like how much she hates her own country. And,
I would say that. But, you know, I think this prisoner swap deal is going to go through. They're going to bring her back and treat her like she's some kind of a returning hero. You know, Russia bad and shouldn't have locked her up and everything to basically cover up the fact that she did screw up. And the U.S. had to release a couple of very important prisoners in exchange for her.
Yeah, well, that's what's going to bother me. She's going to come back, and then it's going to be made into a hero. We'll see her on Nike commercials, and you know, I mean, and that's going to be disgusting, you know, because you know the fact of the matter is in this country, it's very difficult now to punish any black people, especially anyone with any notoriety. And it's actually kind of refreshing to see a country like Russia, which doesn't treats everybody equally. And, you know, if she was white and if it was a white guy, he'd get 9.5 years too, or 10, you know, there'd be no Joe Biden complaining about it. There'd be no, you know, big uproar over it. So I'd like to see fairness, you know, and I hope Putin keeps her there. The other thing I wanted to talk about was Alex Jones. He got a $4.1 million verdict against him, which is really not much compared to what they were asking for. They wanted $150.
Well, you know, they're still looking at punitive damages. That number could actually grow, and I think their goal is to bankrupt him like they did Wolfgang Halberg. He just had to file for bankruptcy.
Yeah, but they say in Texas the only the most they can get in punitive damages is $1.5 million. The jury might say give him $200 million, but it's already locked in that they can't. So he's basically won. But what I wanted to talk about was if you go to Revolver, they have a story and it's got a great video. I didn't know this. I saw this morning. I didn't see it like during the trial, but the story is Alex Jones drops epic courtroom reply, and I don't know if you saw it, but the defendant, I mean the people that are suing him's lawyer, whatever you call him, he asked Alex Jones. He goes, "Well, Mr. Jones, do you really believe that there's a bunch of pedophiles working with the government and trafficking children?" And you know what Jones said? He says, "Well, you got Mr. Epstein working with the government and Bill Clinton." And you should have seen the reaction of the judge and the reaction of the prosecutor or whatever.
I guess it's a litigant.
You did see that.
Yeah, I did see that.
I got to tell you, as far as a meme and as far as something to spread, that is worth it. I mean, I've been kind of, to me, Alex Jones just won because of that meme and that reaction. That was karmic. That was like the kind of thing that happens that just rattles the whole cage. I mean, because here you got the judge trying to control the trial, and she's a big leftist radical.
Yes.
Then you got the prosecutors who are trying to bankrupt them. They're taking Soros money. I'm sure they're palled in with the Clintons. And the judge, I mean, and then to have that lawyer make such a stupid question, and Alex Jones rams it right up you know where. And it was, you can't do things like that. You know, like, it reminds me of scriptures where it says when you build a snare for someone else, you're going to fall in it. And it was just, I think that was worth every bit of this. I got to say, so if you can share that, I still only have it on Twitter, so I'm waiting for a YouTube of it so I can share it better because I'm not that smart. But really, it's just wonderful because not only that, it gets to the Clintons, it gets to Epstein, that there is, the government is involved in child trafficking and protecting pedophiles. I mean, it really is wonderful. I mean, when I saw it, I was so cheering, like, wow, you know? And boy, that judge, I'm sure she's going to be hearing it from her lefty friends, like, what did you let happen?
Yeah.
You know? Because they, you know, they went after him, and anybody that watches that trial sees what a charade it is. But one of the sadder things is if you go to, like, the comments on the live feed, how like, un-American so many of the commenters are, you know?
They're probably public relations people.
Yeah, but it's just, he's being totally railroaded. It's so unfair. The judge is like, I might as well be with the prosecutor or whatever you call him, the litigant. And it's, you know, she cuts him off. She doesn't let him answer. She doesn't let his lawyer answer. She's cutting off the video feed, like whenever the Alex Jones teams gets to say something. It's really sick. It's like the twisted wokeism shown to America, you know?
Yes.
The J6 committee is very much like that as far as enlightening to the people.
Yes, it is.
How
it's a show trial. It's a Soviet-style show trial. And, yeah, it's becoming obvious to people that our justice system is completely broken.
Yeah, well, you know, it's more of the illumination. And I like what Lionel said, though, when I'll get back to Griner here. He said, I'll care about Griner when people start caring about the January 6th defendants in an American gulag in D.C.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. There, you want to worry about Russia, somebody that pled guilty and was, you know, was bringing in stuff that she's not supposed to be, contraband. We can disagree. You know, I think that's way too much for doing something like that. But hey, you know, that is Russia, and they're pretty damn dumb. But what's going on with the January 6th defendants? They're put in solitary confinement for months on end for trespassing.
Yep. Yep.
They're in jail for a year and a half. I mean, there was a chance I was going to go to that rally. I could have walked around the Capitol. They let people in. I mean, I wouldn't be climbing up walls or storming in or breaking windows, but I could have been dumb enough just to walk in there thinking, why not? It's the Capitol. It's my country. I've been to the Capitol before. It was actually quite interesting. I kind of thought, wow, this is great. I can walk around. I can go see my congressman. So it really is shameful. So, you know, but there's Joe Biden. Oh, Russia, Russia. And meanwhile, he's got his own gulag going on right there, right down the street from him.
Yeah,
so
he does.
It really is kind of screwed up. But anyway, have a good weekend, Mike. I'll let you get to other callers. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And, yeah, if our government didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all, is really what it comes on down to. Okay, we're coming up on another commercial break. We have callers waiting on the line, 512-248-8252. Rather than start a call, I'm going to do some news. Facebook is going to shut down their live shopping feature for retailers. Apparently, Facebook has decided they're not able to compete with like eBay and Amazon, and so they're basically going to be shutting that down and, you know, we'll see what's going to happen on that. Meanwhile, there's a new trend in business, and it's called friendshoring, and that is companies that are moving their operations toward more friendly countries and away from areas of geopolitical risk, such as Russia, China, or anywhere around that sort of territory. So they're calling it friendshoring, and it's a play on offshoring. But I think we ought to bring all those companies back home to the United States to provide jobs for American workers and not be dependent on foreign sources for products that can be cut off in time of war. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Right. Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. And Mike in our control room informs me that he has found a version of the video of Alex Jones that Joe mentioned, and he is in the process of posting it on the RBN website. That's republicbroadcasting.org. And so you'll be able to go on over there and see Alex Jones. And, InfoWars, Alex Jones economically survives this court issue, all they've done is turn him into a folk hero. You know, and everybody's going to be there's going to be the banned in Boston phenomenon. More people are going to be going to InfoWars and watching Alex Jones just to see what all the fuss was about. So yeah, there we are. All right, so we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Eric in California. Eric, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, no problem, bud. I just wanted to suggest to everyone that we start using the mass mind that Art Bell experimented with many times, eventually becoming afraid to use the power because it was so powerful. Can you imagine how satisfying it would be to watch Fauci's head spontaneously combust on live television or his pants on fire, or, you know, just cover these people with boils. You know, Christians know this as prayer, but they won't pray for stuff like that, or at least most Christians won't. I have. So, you know, we should concentrate it like 12, noon, midnight, and 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So we're all concentrating at the same time. You know, I'm giving these people painful boils and blisters and for them to die, quite frankly. I mean, that's what they're doing to us, so...
Okay, well, I mean, that's one possible theory there. I mean, you know, we could all concentrate at the same time on winning the Powerball, except, of course, you know, when we all won the Powerball, the IRS would take most of that anyway. All right, so thank you very much for the phone call, Eric. We're going to let you go. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Getting on to immigration and the border. As you're already aware, buses of migrants from Texas are arriving in New York City now. They were first in Washington, D.C. Now they're in New York City. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the border crossers can now receive the services and housing that Mayor Eric Adams has boasted about, because Adams is out there saying, we're a sanctuary city. We believe in the illegal immigrants. We'll take care of them. Well, Eric, here is your chance to do it. Meanwhile, down in Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser had requested the National Guard to help deal with the thousands of illegal immigrants that Texas Governor Greg Abbott bussed into the city since last April. The Department of Defense has turned her down and said, it's your problem. Okay, and good. I think that's a really good thing. And, yeah, taste of your own medicine here. I mean, the Democrats are all in favor of illegal immigration as long as it's in the Republican areas. You know, if it's their own towns, you know, they're turning into classic NIMBYs, not in my backyard. And so their hypocrisy is definitely showing up there. Meanwhile, over in Sweden, their migration minister, Anders Ygeman, has suggested that Sweden should follow the example of Denmark and place a limit on the population of non-Nordic migrants living in troubled areas, meaning areas that, because they've been flooded with migrants, are descending into crime and drugs and other situations. So, yeah, how's that open border idea working out for you? All right, let's get into wokeness and education here. Down in San Diego, their unified school district have approved a curriculum teaching children that heterosexuality is oppressive. If you're straight, you are an oppressor. And the San Diego Unified School District is going to promote genderqueer, non-binary identities. That's not what schools are supposed to do. Whatever happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic? I mean, that's just absurd here. And another district in California, this is the Hayward Unified School District, is spending $20,000 on a woke kindergarten program to disrupt whiteness. And yeah, this has just gone too far. All righty, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, neighbor. What's on your mind?
Well, we're a little far apart to be called neighbors, but I like that.
Well, I just look over the Ohio River over here and look into Kentucky, so.
Yeah. Well, I remember the Mr. Rogers theme song, so.
Yeah.
You could be my neighbor. Anyway, yes. Alex Jones, if you remember, probably, I don't know, I ran into it probably 15 years ago, the leaked, intentionally or not, Joint Special Operations University manual on blogs and information warfare gets into a lot of the tactics that they use.
Yep.
To try to avoid what's called blowback. And America tends to love, you know, certain Americans tends to love a...
Mike, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to Mike in Kentucky, and you were talking about Alex Jones, and just take it away.
Well, before I get to that, since you called me the neighbor, can I come camp out in your yard for the 2024 eclipse?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem around here. Actually, just down the road here is Lincoln State Park, and that's actually been designated an official viewing site.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm looking at it. I'm planning for it because the last time a bunch of people just poo-pooed the idea, and the people that went with me down north of Cooksville, Tennessee, I took back roads in and back roads out, and we missed, like, the nine-hour traffic jam on I-75 and, Highway 40. We didn't get on Highway 40 Blues, you know, if you know the song, Highway 40 Blues. But, no, that's what I would recommend, because there's massive areas from Indianapolis to Dayton and Cincinnati,
Cleveland. It's going to be spectacular, and, right where we live, I ran the calculations. Assuming we have clear skies, it's going to be 2 minutes of totality. Right here in Santa Claus, a little further north of us, it's going to be 4 minutes of totality. And, I got all my telescopes and everything all set to go.
Well, anyway, that's still over, 19 months away, but people are already planning for it. There's web
pages. I'm an optimist. I think I'm still going to be around, then. But, who knows?
Oh, sure.
A total eclipse is definitely on the bucket list.
It is a spectacular thing, and a lot of people foo-fooed. Like I said, I had to like fight like crazy to get people to go, and the ones that did were like, "Oh, I get it now," because you can see these partial eclipses or even the annular eclipse that's going to occur over the Four Corners area, and you bet that'll drive the kooks will migrate to that one. But don't go near the Wicker Men. when it goes through the Four Corners, it used to be Route 666, and I guess people kept stealing the signs. But
yeah,
Alex Jones being a folk hero would be what you call blowback. And in that Blogs and Information manual, that gives a lot of they address that, trying to avoid creating blowback, because then you end up increasing somebody's credibility with the audience that you're trying to short circuit or decrease with the tactics that are described in there. It's mostly for blogs, but a lot of the same stuff applies to any media. And I've seen this happen, with things, words, spellings get changed, and you can say, well, you can hide a lot of shenanigans with glitches when it comes to some of these tactics that they talk about.
Yes.
In that Joint Special Operations Manual, forward error correction or compression errors and things like that, autocorrect, all that sort of stuff can come into play, and it can that can be look like glitches, but to the average person, you're ignorant because you can't spell the word color without adding that extra British U.
Yeah.
But no, I think Alex, I have plenty to disagree with with Alex, and I think there's a lot of people that think Alex Jones is kind of manipulated into his megaphone mode that he went into until he lost his voice, and that's when I had to just quit listening to him, where he was yelling 3 hours a day and he could never make it into a show. He did a lot of good work over the years here and there exposing stuff, so the idea that he's going to be a folk hero, there's plenty of people that don't like him out there.
That's true of anybody who's in the
sure.
media, but I think the band in Boston, in fact, is definitely going to work. And, assuming that Alex Jones and InfoWars and Prison Planet survive economically, and are not driven out of business, I think his audience is going to grow, because everybody's going to be tuning in to see what all the fuss was about.
He could change it up and do a lot of massive cost reductions and survive, I think, with a little less whiz-bang production value. But I have to wonder, and I forgot what I was going to – the point I was going to make there. His loyal – followers probably ain't going nowhere.
No.
There would have to be something major happen to get rid of them. But if you're not big enough to be a target, that's what I was going to ask you. Have you ever run down the credibility to see if it actually was said in a Ronald Reagan cabinet meeting by, what was it, William Colby, that said allegedly the CIA owns and controls anybody of any significance in the media?
Yeah, that was actually true. That's part of Operation Mockingbird.
Well, I know about Operation Mockingbird, but there's plenty of people that try to foo-foo that quote by saying that it was Sarah McClendon or whoever that later was quoted as saying that in one of her newsletters would have said that more immediately after it happened rather than to wait for years and years for it to come out. But I don't know. I've said there's lots of critics of that quote, but it may be true. But, that quote, of course, the credibility of that quote, I think, is a fly trap.
Well, I think the credibility of that quote is kind of a side issue. I mean, the reality, and we see it every single day, is that, yes, since the end of World War II, the CIA has worked to bring corporate media completely under its control, and now they're trying to do the same to the independent media. And, there's some independent media that's obviously cooperating with the intelligence agencies, and they're being left alone. And independent media that is speaking truth to power does come under attack. And, they're starting with the really big fish, like Alex Jones, and they're going to work their way down.
Oh, they have worked their way down. I've got a world record fine on my butt and that I'm fighting. But Alex Jones's stations that he had around Austin, Texas, the last one I heard about got a $15,000 fine, which is kind of a slap on the wrist when you're in the capital of Texas with, I think, 3,000 watts on the FM, crowded FM band, with no license,
yeah,
in different locations for 20-some years, and the FCC just a little slap on the wrist, and apparently Alex just cut the old couple loose that was rebroadcasting his show, and he claims he didn't have anything to do with it, but of course I remember way back, you know, Joyce Riley and all the old GCN folks and even some,
yeah,
RBN folks were selling the micro FM kits and encouraging that. But the FCC is getting really serious about coming down on people. They don't give you a warning anymore. You get a fine right off the bat. There's no notice of unlicensed broadcasting or whatever. They go right for the money, and they sued that couple in a civil court there.
So you're telling me that the Part 15 hobby transmitters are no longer allowed?
You just better make sure it's not more than so many milliwatts per meter.
Well, yeah,
or whatever,
there's always been an RMS limit on those Part 15 transmitters, and if you go over that, then yes, you need to have a license.
Well, it's so many milliwatts per meter at a measured distance from the antenna, because you can get a lot of gain out of an antenna by putting it 80 feet up in the air, you know. But I've seen people with those in-car transmitters obliterate a local radio station. All of a sudden, you're listening to rap music when you were listening to a Christian station. So
yeah,
those are commercially available, and they can interfere 30 feet away from a car. But so can a dang electric bus. I was talking to a guy on a new whiz-bang 5G phone in Houston, Texas, and all of a sudden his phone just started breaking up. And I said, man, you're paying extra for that 5G phone. What's going on? And he goes, oh, wait a minute, you know, and it was real choppy. And I was next to an electric bus, and I said, well, what about the people on the electric bus? And he said, well, they put in a Wi-Fi transmitter so they could talk on their phones. I said, no, that's not what I'm talking about. Go look it up on the National Institutes of Health. There's strong electromagnetic fields that are so strong they're tearing up your phone.
That's not healthy.
No, it's a brittle diabetes. It causes brittle diabetes, even walking on a treadmill. They've studied that. But the bigger you are, I think, with the case of Alex Jones, the more likely you are to be a folk hero. The little tiny people out here that are going to get totally smashed by the establishment, people ain't going to hear about them.
Yeah,
a little
well,
independent.
That's
we've lost
of
half
beast.
Of our low-power TV stations in the last 5-6 years. And they were local, independent, public service type stations, a lot of them.
So yes.
Say goodbye to local media. That's all I could say. You'll be at the mercy of Elon Musk and their satellite Wi-Fi. If they take you down, you're gone.
Yeah.
I just reported on a massive medical news story on Facebook, and they said it was violating their spam policy. And it's big news, but they don't want it out. So,
you know, there's a lot of things they don't want to get on out. And, the intelligence agencies clearly have taken control of the social media. In fact, we had a story we ran yesterday where emails had been leaked out confirming that Twitter and Facebook and Google, were working hand in glove with the government to suppress certain information, which means...
What happened to Trump's? I put up 3 reports with good evidence, I thought, on Google, YouTube, and Facebook on Trump's webpage in the spring of 2019, where he had that whitehouse.com or whatever, where you could put those reports up. I never got anything, never heard anything about that. I guess it's...
Well, you know, whitehouse.gov is now under the control of Biden.
Well, no, that was whitehouse.com. I think it was Trump's personal effort. It was a
well,
different,
Trump's personal effort is Truth Social.
Yeah, I'm talking in 2019 when he was in office. He had a place where you could go fill out a report for the censorship of conservatives on these platforms.
Well, and, I don't know where that is, but I know that WhiteHouse.com, if I recall correctly, actually goes to a porn site. WhiteHouse.gov is the official White House website, and its content is under the control of the Biden administration.
It was a different page, though, than
okay.
that in 2019. It was talked. The only reason I know about it is it was talked about on RBN and some different web pages here. Said if you have evidence, go fill out a report. And so I filled them out as well as thousands of other people. It was an official thing. It wasn't no fake web page.
Maybe somebody can identify what the URL was and verify whether it's still there or not. But I know that Trump right now is spending his time and money over at Truth Social. Anyway, yep. Mike, thank you very much for the phone call. Try not to get washed away in all these storms. And we're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Alex Jones, a folk hero. Laugh out loud. You know, if he was really getting sued for real, there'd be a dog-eat-dog cage match for evidence that this shooting was real. You know, he's just going to, fork over $4 million to some carpetbaggers that came down from Connecticut? Are you out of your mind to believe this crap? He is a fake, he is an actor, and he's just doing this to scare you into believing that, Sandy Hook is real. He said, after I met the parents,
Hook is real. I disagree with that. Nobody's believing Sandy Hook is real, and nobody is buying Alex Jones' recantation for the same reason that nobody believed Galileo's recantation. We understand he was forced into it, and, if anything, this kind of political action, this lawfare, is only emboldening those who are questioning the official story.
Yeah, look, Alex Jones has serious connections in Texas. They could get this thing thrown out a long time ago. First of all, he just said it's a hoax. There's no law that says that you can't say it. I mean, the whole thing is BS in my mind. I mean, I just can't buy it.
He wasn't sued for saying it was a hoax. He was sued for defamation for saying that the parents went along with the hoax. And the parents said that was defamatory, and the courts basically agreed. Now, Alex Jones did make a mistake when he personalized it to the parents. If he'd simply stuck with the facts about Sandy Hook, he would have been okay. But the instant he said the parents are in on the hoax, that was actionable.
Well, look, this is a guy that's gone back to the official story of 9/11, and he's tied up with all these people around Trump. This is so much. This stinks to high heaven. I wouldn't believe anything out of Jones's mouth. In fact, the sooner Jones is off the air, the better it is for the movement. I mean, this guy is just nothing but he's a spoiler. He's whatever. Thanks for taking the call, Mike.
All right. You've got it. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, sometimes good people do win. I'm going to go back to July 24th, 2020. Washington Post settles $250 million lawsuit with Covington teen Nick Sandman.
Yes.
And right around that time, CNN agreed to settle with him for $275 million. So it's that old saying, Mike. If you go looking for trouble, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
And it's something I really, really respect about you. You don't bullshit people. And if you find something that you said was wrong, because you know how this media works.
Yes.
You correct yourself. Well, this guy... You know, he's not some truth-sayer. He's in it for the cash.
Now, which guy are we talking about?
Alex Jones.
Ah, okay. Well, because you had another name in there. I just wanted to be clear.
Oh, no, not the Sandman guy. Like, he's a good guy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, he's the good guy. And he sued for defamation, and he won.
Yes.
Now, it's like you said. See, this guy, Alex Jones, went too far, but that's his whole shtick, right? He always goes too far. He's too loud.
Yeah.
He's too in your face. You know, it's just the guy's out of control. I know it's an act. I know it's all BS. But, anybody that kind of follows this guy, you know, come on. Seriously, you know, you're going to honestly believe that what he has to say
is real, whether it is or it's not. Like that Piers Morgan thing back in, I don't know, what was it, 2012 or something like that, where he just comes off like a raving lunatic. Most people aren't like that. I would hope.
No, they aren't, you know, but I mean, you know, Alex Jones' method, if you will, is working for Alex Jones. And, you know, he and I disagree on a lot of issues, especially Israel. Again,
well, there you go.
You know, he helped me get my start in radio. And so I confess to a soft part in my heart for Alex Jones, even though we agree to disagree on several things.
And you know what, Mike? I have nothing bad to say about that because we've talked about this before, like over the last 10, 12 years.
Okay, Al, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang
up.
Okay,
thank you.
Right back.
Let's talk vaccine mandates, shall we? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Dr. Birx has admitted something that many of us were shunned and censored for saying just a few months ago. The COVID vaccine was never going to stop the transmission of the virus. With Biden and other high-profile people getting jabbed and still getting COVID, then getting COVID again, the stop the spread argument should be entirely off the table. The mRNA jab may very well keep you from getting deathly sick. And if that's true, that makes it more akin to a tetanus shot. It keeps you from getting a potentially deadly infection, but it doesn't protect anyone else at all. When was the last time an employer required you to get a tetanus shot or be fired? Please demand transparency from Congress by demanding a vote on H.R. 46. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/H.R. 46 for more information. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money,
welcome back to our show, last segment of our program on this Pow Hunter Friday. We're finishing up with Al in Canada, and Al, you had one more point you wanted to give us.
I actually, listening to that last song, I completely forgot what it was. But I do know this, Mike. What you do is just fantastic. And And like I said earlier, you know, this isn't, your site isn't one of these, you know, conspiracy sites, and they're not. Is every single story that's posted on your website, you can actually find a link to it.
Oh, yeah.
To another site. Like, Daily Mail is a pretty good place. You don't usually host Prison Planet, quote-unquote, news or articles for a very good reason. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
You know? So...
Well, yeah. It's not just Prison Planet. There's a lot of other websites that I will not use as a source because they're simply not reliable. And I even have to be very careful with, like, the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyways, I appreciate your time, Mike. I'm going to have to do a donation again soon.
Appreciate it. You know, we're trying to get by here.
I'm telling you, I've been on your site now for, like, 13, 14 years. And actually, you know, watching your videos for as long as they've been on, since 2012. John from Barbados.
I miss him.
Yes.
I do miss him.
I miss that guy, too. Anyways, thank you very much, Mike. Have a good one.
All right. You've got it here, and we've got time for one more call. Charlie in Florida, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Mike. Listen, I'm calling in. I'm not a big Alex Jones fan either, but this is not about Alex Jones. This is about freedom of the government stepping on people like Alex Jones, and they're going to continue stepping on people, I think, to shut us up. What
yes.
Alex Jones said was not wrong. He didn't say anything wrong. What he repeated was what the official narrative was said. You see, this guy claimed that who was a parent, he claimed that his son had been, he hugged his son. Okay, he claims he hugged his son before he died. Well, according to the official narrative of events that happened there, none of the parents were able to see any of the children before they died. And that's why Alex said what he said. So we got to be clear. I'm not an Alex Jones fan. I liked his show, and he's brought a lot of important stuff out, I think, some. But what he said was not wrong. What he said was according to the official narrative that had been released.
No, you're absolutely right. This is the government trying to shut down opposing points of view without appearing to violate the First Amendment.
That's exactly what it's about, and I think they're going to continue. If they get away with it with him, which they apparently have, they're going to continue.
Yeah,
real quick,
unfortunately,
I hear the music.
They are, and it's only a matter of time before they get down to small fry like us. Anyway, there's
right.
The music. Thank you for the phone call. The show is over. Stay tuned for the Intel Report. There's a show today, special show with John Twitchell and Roger Landry. David Pine is going to be the guest. Please spread the word at republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Have a great, safe weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.